Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to our headlines this hour. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Minus one for tardiness.
She thought she was going to be slick, too.
Hey, she always does.
For unnecessary snacking.
You know what she is? She's like the person who does, she thinks that there's only 10 men on the field. I'm going to sneak on here. No one's going to notice. Nope.
They're going to notice there, J-Fick.
They're going to notice. What are you eating? What are you eating right now?
Chocolate.
Bagels.
Bagels?
Bagels?
Are those the mini bagels?
The bagels with the cream cheese inside.
From
Dunkin'.
Not a fan.
Oh, we got Dunkin' back there?
Right. No, just us.
Let's get to this. So last night, if you guys didn't stay up, the Heat, they beat the Clippers 120-119. Bam Adebayo, 25 points. 10 rebounds. Game was awesome yesterday. Great performance by Pelle Larsson. Great performance by Andrew Wiggins. Nice performance from Norm Powell in his revenge game.
Khalil Ware.
And Khalil Ware looked really good. Didn't start Leroy. Spo got Norm back. Norm missed the last three games with the groin injury. Mm-hmm. Came back, and he stuck with Pelle in the starting lineup, but put Khalil coming off the bench, and he looked good. He looked really good. This guy got a nice shot, man. He got a nice shot. That three ball was going for him, and then he was blocking shots. The defense is what I really liked from him yesterday, the defense and the rebound.
But it sucks that he has so much to his basketball game, but what's going to keep him or get him on the court is his defense.
Yep.
And so we just going to throw away all that other stuff if he don't play defense.
It's just how Spo's going to be with him. It is how Spo's going to be with him. But the Heat get themselves a win. Bam Adebayo after the game yesterday. He's saying that he loves the style of this team.
This team is different because it's a collective effort. We've been playing like this all summer. So it's just going straight into the season. It's second nature for us, and everybody's involved. You don't know who Knights is going to be. That's the wonderful thing I like about this offense and this team. You know, we share the ball. You know, we're getting to our spots. We're willing to sacrifice and enjoy somebody else's success.
Man, he's had a good season so far. He is playing real good basketball, Bam Adebayo. And then he was giving some love to Andrew Wiggins. Was a demon in the fourth quarter. Real great play from him. This is what Bam said on Andrew Wiggins.
Boy, quiet as kept, Wig has been the hero in a lot of situations for us this season. And, you love that about him. Like you said, he's very even keel. But you see the emotion every once in a while. And he does the little things that people probably don't even know. Kudos to Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, that's what I've always said, too. He does the little things nobody notices, dude. The little things about Andrew Wiggins that nobody notices. It's nuanced, you know?
Minus one. For Sass. Tobin's a fraud.
Keep going. You know all the buttons to
push. For deception.
Yep.
For lying.
Yep.
For show poniness.
Mm-hmm.
Tobin's a show pony.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Figs, a murderer.
Well, hey! Don't phrase at me like that.
Well, Andrew Wiggins returned the love to Bam Adebayo. This is what he had to say about the captain.
I feel like he guards 1 through 5. And he does it very well. Very well. Very smart. He's the loudest person on the court. Great leader. He's definitely one of the best defenders in the league.
What makes him such a great leader as well?
He's vocal. Holds you accountable. But he also lifts you up. He's someone you want on your team. Like, if you're going to battle, you want Bam for sure.
Wow. You know what's high right now, Leroy?
Goosies.
The Goosies are high?
I don't know. Maybe.
The vibes are high.
That too.
The vibes are high right now, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I also like that he's saying that Bam is so vocal, because that's not something, like, he's always been a good communicator defensively, obviously, but
take time to grow.
Took a little time to grow into it, you know?
Had to wear it around the store a little bit. D-Wade was very quiet, yep. So let's not, you know.
It's Norman Powell's a bucket, though. Oh, he's smooth. Smooth.
He is.
It'll be interesting when we get Tyler Hero back, right?
Hmm?
More scoring punch from Boy Wonder.
There's going to be 2 weeks of just chaos because you ain't going to know who to play.
What happens if the chemistry gets a little messed up?
That's what I just That's what I'm referring to, which always happens. I
mean, well, we don't know it's going to happen. We don't know that it's going to happen. Why? Because he needs a
little
shots.
I'll tell you right now, who you taking out of the starting lineup?
Davion?
Okay, I guess it's got to be Pella, right? I would say Pella, probably.
No, because where are you going to – it's going to be Powell.
If it stays like this, Pella. If it goes back to where, then Davion. Man, Davion's been playing good. Wow.
I need a little bit more scoring from him, though.
But he's so good. I didn't think he was going to be this good at sharing the ball, Vlad. He's been such a good – he's been setting guys up well, you know?
When the Lakers played the Heat on Sunday, I was like, Bronny, there's your mirror image right there. That's who you need to become. And he's actually becoming that.
He's trying.
He had a good game yesterday.
He's trying. Yeah, they won again yesterday without Luka.
Without Luka Reeves.
Yeah. That Laravia.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
They're making a European charge out there in L.A. too.
Is Laravia a Euro?
Is he?
I don't know.
let me say, that's my bad. Let me tell you why.
He might be. I just don't know. I don't know that he is.
Let me tell you why.
I mean, Pasadena.
Because I didn't want to just throw intangible out there.
He's intangible.
Oh, he's an intangible.
He's from
I know. But that's why I said European.
He might be connected in the gambling scheme.
Oh, he's Italian?
I didn't say that.
He is
He is of American descent.
They moved from Pasadena to Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And then he played college ball at Wake Forest.
Jacob Glenn Laravia. Doesn't get more intangible than that.
That's intangibles. Woo. That's intangibles.
But
they got him. Mm-hmm. They got Connect. They got
he stinks.
Who's
they got Reeves. Yes,
Reeves.
But,
Reeves.
But nobody's stopping the Heat. Nobody's beating the Heat in their intangibles. Plus, the Heat intangibles actually play well. Like, Pella was great last night.
God, I love him.
Pella, you got...
You think he needs to just take, like, the biggest ice bath after these games? Because he's always on the floor.
Ground.
Always on the floor. Yep. Always crashing into folks.
And this season's Triple J, I mean, he didn't have a great scoring night, but
no,
he was
but
just all over. He was all over the stat sheet.
He's great. He's great. He's been absolutely fantastic so far this year. Tell you where it's not so great, though, right now.
Ja.
Memphis.
I mean,
very interesting.
You don't want this. You don't want that.
I'm not saying I want anything. I'm just a curious bystander, Vlad. As Ja Morant yesterday,
that's what you always want superstars to do when you want them to come to Miami. You want them to make a stink.
You hear him last night?
He made a stink.
You hear him last night?
What did he say?
He decided to play a little play he likes to call Jimmy Butler, because apparently, Ja.
Joy?
Has lost his joy.
He lost his smile. Show him my.
Were you and the coach staff able to talk about what happened Friday in Milwaukee?
Y'all asked that question to them, huh?
What about for you?
Y'all asked that question, so y'all know the answer to that.
Do you feel like everything's been resolved?
Yeah. They told y'all that, right?
Well, yeah, but we didn't hear it from you.
Obviously, they can't go and tell y'all something I didn't say.
You feel like you get the same joy right now that we used to sing for you?
No.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
What can be done to get it back?
We'll see.
Do you think you have a good relationship with the franchise?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah. They told y'all that, right?
I didn't say anything about that.
If I had a good relationship, I wouldn't talk to him at all. So.
You
had our combos over these.
Do you have any regrets about the way you played on Friday night in the second half?
You said what?
Do you have any regrets about the way you played in the game? I'm not talking about the
That's your home run question? Sound like a bait question.
John Morant yesterday after the Grizzlies lost to the Pistons. He did not play well in that game. And him and Tuomas, I forget the guy's last name. He's from Finland, the new coach. Not exactly seeing eye to eye, Leroy. And John Morant says he doesn't have that joy. Interesting. I'm not looking away, maybe. You know, we'll see. I don't know. I like my team. You know, I'm happy with my team right now.
Tobin.
We'll see.
Tobin.
What?
Can you stop?
What?
You happy until, if somebody said Ja was available, you'd be like, I could be happier.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know.
No, we know. We don't
it's hard
say
to say. I don't
seen.
Know how I feel. I like the vibes right now. You know? Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to hear that he's lost his joy.
No. Last time I heard somebody say they lost their – that was Shawn Michaels giving up the title.
Mm-hmm.
He said he lost his smile.
Wow.
That was – Ja sounded like Michaels in the ring. When he lost his smile and didn't want a job to Bret Hart. But, you know, clearly he doesn't want to play for Memphis anymore. And there's another guy not too far from him who've lost a lot of weight. He's playing very well. But clearly he doesn't want to be in your hometown anymore, Leroy.
So,
I'm just saying.
Zion and – can I just tell you?
Mm.
That's a coin toss, both of them.
Very immature.
But you don't care.
Oh, I do care. You got to keep the vibes high, you know? I got Norm Powell right now. Bam Adebayo's cooking. You know, if it's a deal too good to pass up, I mean, we could have a talk. Am I going to give up the farm for these guys? No. But if they continue to, you know, make a stink, we'll have to see what happens. Very interesting. Remember the last time somebody lost their joy?
Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but safe to say, Ja and
Zion,
huh?
Zion
are much better than what Jimmy was when he left here.
Man, Ja's not, you know, I don't know. They're younger.
So if they're not better than Jimmy, why are you even doing the thing?
What thing am I doing? I'm just observing.
Dude, you can't like.
Just observing.
Oh my God.
Very interesting.
You know what you'd like to do?
Hmm?
You like to put yourself out there with all situations without committing to nothing but saying everything.
I don't have to commit. I'm happy with my relationship right now. I'm happy. I'm having a good time.
You're the worst.
Just enjoying it.
You're the worst.
Easy breezy.
The worst. He doesn't stop.
He's happy with his relationship.
Yeah.
Sicredo says, stop making Ja to Miami happen. He hates the system the Heat are currently running. He got the coach fired over last year. I'm aware. The guy that have Noah LaRoche as the coordinator. But here's the thing. Did he hate the system or did he hate the coach? I don't know. You have a coach like Spo, if that's a place you actually want to be, I think you know. You know what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the deal is. But he's definitely lucky. He's not been the same impactful player that he was when he first burst on the scene. Is he as explosive? His rim attacks aren't the great. Can't shoot a lick. Dude's making Jaime Jaquez look like Ray Allen this year.
Who would you want?
Hmm?
Who would you want?
Between Jaime and Ja?
No, not Jaime.
Zion and Ja.
Oh, Zion and Ja.
Yes.
Zion.
I think I like Zion. I've always been a Zion guy.
Ja is tiny.
Also very,
but
also
here's the other
thing.
So let me ask you this.
They're now. Both injured all the time.
All the time.
I got you.
So much baggage.
But if the trade for Zion,
mm-hmm.
you had to part ways with Khalil, would you do it?
I don't think I can do that. You see what he can do? Like, you see what this guy can do? Like, when I know that he also, they got to find their own little engagement with him, but he's such a moose. And those hands and that shot. I just
if
feel
he's
like
he's a moose.
I feel like I feel like we're just scratching the surface with Khalil. I really do.
If he's a moose, what's Zion?
I don't know.
He's a bull.
Take a break. Back up to this. Why is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm congratulating us. I want to congratulate him. I'll tell you, Leroy, I hope that Zubach made a bologna sandwich at home today. Otherwise, he's going to be hungry because Bam Adebayo took his lunch money yesterday. What a performance. By the way, did you see this Giannis yesterday?
That was a hell of a shot, bro.
Yeah. That was the shot was fine. They beat the Pacers. The Pacers stink. It was shocking. They lost their two of their best players. They're not good. I loved everybody who was like, yeah, you know, I think they're gonna be able to have the infrastructure to get it done. I'm like, I don't think so, dude. I just call me crazy. I think they're gonna struggle a little bit. I think that, you know what, I think losing Haliburton and Jason Tatum, tough for teams that were really good last year. Who'd have thought? This Giannis, though. So yesterday, Miles Turner made his return to Indiana, and he got booed. They booed the holy hell out of him.
Really?
Yeah, you know, and look, I feel bad for him because, you know, the organization was in a spot where obviously they were going to move on because they knew, hey, we don't have Haliburton this year, we're going to pay this guy. And the Bucks gave him a boatload of money. But that is a true rivalry. Those teams hate each other. They don't like each other. So he got booed, and then this was him yesterday. His feelings got hurt.
It was disheartening, man. It was frustrating. You know, just, you know, you give 10 years of your life, your blood, your sweat, your tears. You take pay cuts. You survive trade rumors. You know, you try to do everything the right way. And then sometimes that stuff shakes out. You know, it's cool. You know, I take it on the chin. You know, I think a lot of people will say I said things, but I think a lot of people want to formulate their own narratives and spin it to whatever they want it to be. But it is what it is, man. Like I say, you know, you take it on the chin, just move on.
Takes it on the chin, he moves on. You know, good for him. But that wasn't. But that wasn't enough, Leroy.
It's not his fault he got traded to.
He didn't get traded. He signed as a free agent, but he didn't. He felt the offer was a slap in the face, and I think he, comparatively what he got to Milwaukee, I think it was. You know, he got a lot of dough. Then this Giannis has to step up for him, right? Now, I could be reading into this.
Here he goes.
You are probably reading into
this. I could be.
Where's your bifocals?
Giannis yesterday, Vlad, he steps to the microphone. He goes, hey, Turner, I got this, big dog. I'm going to step up for you, and I'm going to defend you. I'll let you listen to it. I don't want to influence the jury pool. But I kind of feel like there's a little foreshadowing here if I'm reading the room right from old Giannis.
I just gonna say this for Miles because maybe he didn't say it for himself. Like being able to play in the NBA, like the average span on a player, lifespan on the NBA player is I think 4.5 years. In the NBA, he had 10 years of service in one franchise. You know, to be able to come here in Indiana, all-time leading black leader, to be booed, for sure, he might not say it kind of hurt, but we are here to pick him up, tell him how much we love him and respect him, and we understand how much he gave for the team, for Indiana, and how much he's willing to give for Milwaukee. So he's, as I said, he's a great, great person, great character, great competitor. I played against him 10 years. I think he gave everything he had, blood, sweat, tears, his body, many times on the line for the Indiana team. So anybody that was booing him today or was booing the Bucks, okay, you can boo the Bucks, I understand. But booing Miles Turner, just think about yourself, put yourself in that position, working in, your job. For 10 years, and all of a sudden you decide to make a move for your family and for yourself because you have different goals, different aspirations for life, and then you go back and your co-workers and your boss is yelling at you and booing you. You're kind of like, man, like, what the hell?
You know what, Tobin?
Hmm.
I've always prided myself being a man of my word.
Yeah.
And when I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yep.
I'm sorry for taking a shot at you earlier.
Thanks, man.
That was a little over-explaining.
Mm-hmm.
He over-explained. You know, like you said, okay, cool, you were being a captain. I'm being a captain. I'm being a leader of my team. I got the support of my teammate.
Right.
But when you're going into, like, when you go give years and the family mm-hmm. decisions, stuff mm-hmm. like that, now it makes me think about what you said early in the year, right before training camp, where you like, if I change my mind, I'm human. Mm-hmm. If I change mm-hmm. my mind in 9 to 10 months, yeah, he's pretty much letting Milwaukee fans know, hey, man, once I leave,
right.
Don't be booing me.
Don't be booing me.
I gave y'all a title.
If I make a decision for me, or you make a decision
family.
For your family.
Are you? He's right.
I mean, I'm talking about Miles Turner. I'm totally talking about Miles Turner.
He's absolutely
totally
right.
talking about Miles
no,
Turner.
No, Leroy, he's right.
So I have Miles Turner's back. I mean, just because he wants to leave a place because he spread his wings a little bit.
I played 10 years against them.
Right.
I played 13 years for you guys. It's just semantics. It's just semantics.
Leroy, come on. Interesting.
He's right.
Interesting. Interesting wording from the Greek freak.
Can I just say,
Greek freak with Vlad, the Greek speak.
My bad.
I never thought I'd see the day.
What?
Wait, Leroy, wait. Okay, hold on. What did he just say? Break down what he just said, what Giannis just said right now.
I mean, he basically
the fact that you
got on fans. Got on fans for booing a guy that left their organization and went to a rival.
Okay.
But once you let your guy go, he goes where he goes. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. He goes
you can't control. You can't control.
If your organization doesn't want him, don't get mad if you go. But.
Right.
Put a little.
So you think he threw a little something out there to say, hey, so when I leave, don't boo me.
Yeah, I'm doing, dude.
So wait a minute. Time out. Wow. How are you going to take a shot at me when you've come around and agreed with us?
I don't agree with it.
He doesn't want to agree.
No, I don't agree with it. I'm just saying. No,
then what is your?
That's what his angle was.
But you would agree. You would agree.
What is
your
assessment?
You don't think there was.
I just think in general, like, it is kind of like crazy that you could go from loving a guy to hating him that quick just because of that decision. And so I tell players all the time, half the fans gonna hate you anyway. So do what makes you happy.
Seems like he's.
Rats off a ship.
Man, he's just being a good teammate.
But he was over-explaining.
He had more. He just kept going.
That's like when you're lying to your girl, trying to tell your girl all the places you were at when you were really at one place. You just, you know, you just should have came home early. Yeah, baby. Then Tobin, you know what I'm saying? He ate something bad, so I had to pull him over to the side, and he had a puke and all of this. And no, we don't need to know all of that. Just go, look, this is what happened. I got his back. That was bad. You know, he showed support. You know, he played well for you guys. That should have been it. But then when you explain it, now it's almost like you're talking for yourself.
That's what it felt like.
Setting up your excuse, your force field.
Laying down, laying the groundwork. You know what I'm saying, Vlad?
Yeah.
Take a break. We come back. What? Don't look at me like that, dude.
He's right.
Take a break. When we come back, the damage is done, my friend. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they're back at it, ladies and gentlemen. What can you say? What can you say?
Watch, you're going to see Leroy in his, like, at 55, try to run a 2.240.
Right.
100%. And he's going to hurt himself. And then Jay Figg's going to be like,
Quack, 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 quack. Stop blaming Lupe for everything, guys.
I know, right?
Poor Lupe. Poor Lupe. You always use her as the scapegoat for your problems.
You know what's wrong about it? There's no honor among hobnobbers.
Yep.
Because they always want to blame the other one.
Yep.
So when the other one is, like last week when you were gone, Leroy had nobody to blame because Jay Figg wasn't here as well. So he had nobody to blame. And he was hobnobbing and coming in late.
Yep.
Same thing happens with Jay Figg when Leroy's not there. Look at him now.
Unbelievable.
They're going to blame, I went to get Swedish fish.
Yeah.
I went to get you some candy, Vlad.
Champion boxer Mike Tyson's bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. And we got your chance to win tickets. Just keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. You guys losing a fight to that door?
Mm-hmm.
You guys can't wait to win. Tickets are also on sale and available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. What happened? Somebody thought you played for the Jaguars?
No. I don't talk to them. So I'm just minding my own damn business.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Wait. Let's do diamonds.
Don't talk with your mouth full, please.
Oh, yeah,
please.
But before that.
Minus one for hobnobbery, for tardiness.
It's her fault.
What did I say? Why. What did I say, Tobin? What did I say?
Wait.
You're what did so I say? Spot on,
whose
Vlad.
Fault was
no
it?
Honor no honor among hobnobbers.
No. Whose fault was it?
Your eyebrow hairs.
I also like how you pulled a Leroy, too, and you walked in here and you went immediately housed the candy in the microphone.
Jesus Christ. I've never seen that.
Yeah, that's not like you, J-Fig. I knew she was cranky.
Hoover. Yeah. That was like a Hoover vacuum.
That's not like you. You must be hungry.
Let's do damages done, because I definitely.
All right, here's my damage.
You come at me, I come at you.
My damage is done. Goes to Mike McDaniel because obviously, and you know what I'm tired of?
What's that?
He gets up there yesterday. I'm gonna play this, and he's asked about his job security, and he likes to do this thing like, it's not my place to talk about my job security because I got to be focused on the bills. Hey, guess what, dude? All this focus you've been doing, not really great results.
He can focus all he wants.
None
he
of my
playing
job
on the field.
And what people depend on me for has anything to do with any of my feelings. It's irrelevant. My job state, or as it stands, is to be the head football coach and to make sure that I have a group of individuals, as empowered as a team as possible so we can go to the inevitable game on Sunday at 1:00 and give ourselves the best chance to win. So anything outside of that, I try to be as disciplined as possible
Wish your team was disciplined.
To understand what is required of me, where my brain needs to be at, and my focus has been on having a team learn from the lessons today so that we can apply the lessons and our preparation for Buffalo towards Buffalo on Wednesday, and that's kind of where I'm at.
Hmm. What?
Yeah, great. Damage is done, Mike McDaniel. You can pretend to put all the focus on it, and I don't hear damage all you want, friend. But the damage is done. You know what it is. You're 2-7, dude. Leroy,
show the video. Put it on there. No, I give authority.
I can't show the video because Lupe is in the video, and you know how she feels about that. And I'm a good friend.
So anyway. I'm just minding my own business, actually getting Vlad some Swedish fish,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Love the sweets.
And Jennifer approaches me with scissors.
She's trying to stab you?
No.
Oh, no, wait. Okay, no. Like, so, I'm just saying, look at this.
Look!
Jeez.
Right!
You coming out of his eyebrows?
It said, don't move!
We were grooming Leroy. That's why
don't move! So and she was using my nose as like grip. She goes, move over. I see her. And so I'm just standing there. That's what was going on. I didn't ask.
I did not ask.
That's very sharp. You're very close to your eyes.
I can handle scissors.
And it was house scissors. It wasn't grooming scissors.
No, they weren't.
So it wasn't really cutting. It was more pulling.
Really? How do you feel now?
I don't know.
Do you feel lighter?
My eyebrows felt fine.
Mm-hmm. Your eyebrow hairs were literally poking at your eyes. You're welcome.
I don't think he wants office.
So, you see? Yeah, like, you see what I'm saying?
You're sitting here, your office.
He didn't want it. He would have just stayed there.
What's he supposed to do? Well, you're threatening him with a weapon.
Did I threaten him?
You threatened him with the scissors in
his
eyes.
Here you go. Here's the word. Wait. Don't move. Wait. You're moving.
And you've been very,
don't move.
You've also been very on edge today.
I literally don't know where you're coming from with this. All I did was clean a camera, and that was
man.
Actually a crime for you.
What happened on this cruise, bro?
Yeah, you came in.
You came back with some.
There's a lot of tension. You're sitting here.
There's no tension.
You're doing lights.
Maybe
Stella
didn't get her groove on.
You see imperfections in Leroy's eyebrows. You can't stand it. And you're chewing in the microphone. You never ASMR.
Yo, you came in like you were chewing some big chew gum.
What happened?
You look like a manager.
Because you guys are literally so perfect.
No, we're not.
No.
Nobody's going perfection. It's just out of behavior. It's out of character.
I'm not perfect because I come to the workplace to have bond with my friends or whatever, and somebody says I need to be groomed in the hallway.
That wasn't me. That was Lupe.
You bothered by the dolphins? Like, what's going on here?
Lupe said it, but then you go, wait, I got something.
I help you. You know what?
That's you groomed me with office scissors.
You're welcome.
I think there's a little chunk missing.
He has nothing missing besides the...
Missing right there.
Nobody would have noticed it.
We all noticed.
That's why you use grooming scissors, not office ones.
Well, I didn't have them. I left them at home. I always carry scissors on me.
Wait, what?
Why, because of your hairs?
Because of birds?
Just going rogue?
Mm. Poor birds.
I just need scissors sometimes.
What damage is done for you?
Mm.
You guys.
Wow.
I come in here after like spending the weekend away from... Communication, really.
Civilization.
And then here, I can't do anything. I can't do anything.
Well, you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot.
I'm sorry,
you're almost doing more. It's like, that's why it's so odd. You're like, I don't know. Nothing. Everything seems to be out of place for you, especially his eyebrows.
I mean, more people are in the studios now. So, yeah, things are out of place.
Hmm.
No, this.
Damage is done.
I got to tell you. And
for
not to mention
out.
The royal announcement. Of the princess
returning. Oh, that was a problem too?
Returning to Florida.
You guys are ridiculous.
I'm back!
You know what?
Vlad, what damage is done for you?
Just tell me you miss me and move on.
Let's move on.
Move on.
My damage is done. Toronto Blue Jays.
No. Oh. Wow.
And Drake.
Oh, no.
It's just got a Drake cut astray.
This was your revenge. This was your opportunity to erase the big L you took last year. It was as if the World Series, the baseball gods wanted to have Blue Jays versus Dodgers. And right when you had victory in the grasp of your hand. Miguel Rojas, a former Marlin.
I can't believe it. Miguel Rojas.
A former Marlin took it away from you.
Yep.
Just snatched defeat out of the hands of victory.
Miggy Rowe.
And then now, you ain't like them.
Nope.
Like, that's all they were playing. I swear to God, they should have been playing that in the clubhouse while they were popping champagne. Because that had to hurt.
RV Richie points out too, Vlad, Don Mattingly also loser.
Donnie Baseball
once
hurt.
Again.
But Donnie Baseball could have gotten one with the Yankees if he stayed as a hitting coach, but he didn't. So, you know, it is what it is. But Donnie Baseball, it hurts. But, damn, City of Toronto and Drake.
They've had some brutal ones.
Damage is done, my friend.
They've had some brutal ones, that's for sure. All right, there you go. That is the damage is
was
done.
Was Drake at the game?
No, but he was celebrating a lot when they won, when they beat the
He was peacocking.
He was peacocking. Okay. And we all know if Drake supports
front runner.
You. No, if Drake supports you.
You lose.
You're going to lose.
Yep. Big time jinx.
Yep.
He's worse than Tobin.
Whoa.
We call those front runners.
I'm not a front runner.
That's how the Canes play basketball. I mean football.
Oh.
Front runners. When everything's going great, Everybody's good.
You watch any of the Canes yesterday, the basketball team?
No.
Okay, jeez, all right.
There was a good game on last night. That Arizona versus Florida was a good one. Florida lost.
I watched some of Monday Night Football, that wasn't going anywhere. Went to sleep.
Do you feel obligated to watch football? Because I had no interest in watching that game last night.
Betting-wise. I try to watch it, but I get up at like 5 in the morning to go to the gym.
I understand. I'm not talking about time. I'm just saying any football game you feel some games, level of obligation to play?
Some games I look forward to.
Lever.
Hmm.
It's that time. You owe us lunch, by the way. You owe me lunch.
I know. You weren't here yesterday.
What did he, what?
New England versus Cleveland. He took.
I took Cleveland.
Well, you know who's playing this week.
Who? Hmm. The Jets in Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm off that. I got to pay up my last debt.
Gotta come clean.
You know what they're trying to figure out in Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
With all the stuff going on, why isn't Shadur playing? I'm like, really?
It's probably like, great. Guess
what?
Me.
Guess what? You know, another week or so.
No.
You know what's going to happen in another week?
What?
Why isn't Quinn Ewers playing?
Well, Mike McDaniel was asked about that yesterday, and there were reports over the weekend that it sounds like he's got the green light to bench Tua if Tua keeps stinking up the
he
joint.
He ain't benching Tua because it makes him look wrong.
Does it?
Yeah.
Who else was he going to go with?
I mean, he is wrong. He's the one.
He was already wrong because he's already
there. He went up there and it's like, you got to pay him. You got to pay him, Boss Ross. You got to pay him. You got to pay him. And Boss Ross is like, you sure?
Do you think that Mike McDaniel, because in these power struggles of keeping your job, do you think that Mike McDaniel went to Stephen Ross and he goes, hey, bro, your GM went out here and he put the offensive line in front of him. He got a guy off a torn Achilles. That was his grand idea. And then he traded up for old Turnover Vianaya over here where he just is a turnstile left and right.
I would just be a little like, it's kind of unfair.
It is unfair. But
to the player when your last draft pick
mm-hmm.
in a very similar situation got a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're saying, we need you to play, so you got to be where we need you to be.
I'm not saying what's right or wrong. I'm talking about guys who are making excuses for themselves. Like they go to the owner and they're like, come on, this was the guy's grand idea. Of course Tua hasn't been good this year.
You know?
I guess.
Now look, they're making that same excuse in Cincinnati, and old man Joe Burrow with that terrible Bengals lines throwing up 400 every week.
Oh my god.
It's incredible.
He scored 90 points, 80 points in the last 2 weeks, and they had lost both games.
It's crazy. Their defense is a special.
First of all,
it's a special kind of awful.
Let's just have one basic concept here that we all need to understand.
What's that?
A coach's job is to win games. Good, bad, or indifferent. His job is to win games. You do a disservice to the other people on the team if you put a guy in there that you know shouldn't be playing. So what I would say about Quinn Ewers is if there was any chance that he was ready and could go in and play and be effective, he probably would already been in there to some extent, right? But to make it sound like now that's an option, we don't know where he is in his development yet.
That's true.
And it's unfair because now you're going to ruin two quarterbacks?
Well, the damage may be done on one.
It may be done on one, but not throwing somebody else. Like, so you're going to throw him in and have him look like Grant and Savannaya?
Oof.
Right. Like, what is that going to accomplish? So if he is ready to play and he can give the team a best chance to win, you can throw him in based on the facts that you're going to have the support of the guys that are still playing for you. But if you just throw him in there to make it look like, oh, we just want to see what he has, then that's how the other players are going to respond to that. So you can't do that. You always have to put.
But how bad does it have to get for Tua to not to that for that not?
Oh,
to be a
no, you, I mean, you, dude, you'll know.
But do you think we're close? Because he's leading the league in interceptions. He's been terrible.
Yeah. I mean, that still ain't 30 for 30, but yeah, he hasn't been his best version. I would say they have, do they play this week in Madrid?
No, next week. They've had the Bills this week.
So they go Bills.
They're going to get killed.
Bills, Madrid, bye.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the question.
So I would say going into that bye week, if Tua is still struggling, maybe they do it. But I don't think, huh?
You say if he struggles after the Madrid game?
People love a change.
Because that's the bye week.
People love an international change.
So now it's 2 weeks.
If there's a quarterback change, there might be a head coaching change as well.
You think?
I can have Anthony Weaver coach 4 more games.
It'd be 6 more.
Would it? Wait, what week is that? Week 12? I mean, 5 more. Yeah, 5
for week
more
10.
Games.
So it'd be 10, 11, and then the bye is 12.
Yeah, so it'd be 6 games. Okay. I could have him coach 6 games.
I can count.
I could have him coach a third of the season. If I have Quinn Ewers.
Got to stop chewing the Sour Patch Kids in the microphone. I mean, it's really something.
They both came in with
I mean, it's full. Really, it's something. Both of you. You threw
stop
a whole.
Stop dragging me, okay? I did it one time. He's done it this entire segment.
You started off, though. But you're the green light. Like, he's going to follow what you do.
No, he's not going to follow. He's been doing this his entire career.
He attacked me with scissors.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
You started it coming in mouthful. Now he's ending it with mouthful.
How about that?
It's just the two of you.
Literally anything I do today, we're going to go ahead and get
hey,
comment
wait,
about
wait a minute.
It.
Wait a minute.
This is why I
I've
get
only
angry.
I've only complained about one thing. You approach me with scissors and just start shaving my eyebrows.
But I, in fairness, I think you kind
of then
you
wait,
came in on it.
And then you said, and then you said,
I do love her bangs.
There's one that I need to get. And then it became a whole grooming session.
Yeah, this
one. They all kept appearing.
It's like potato chips.
The more I looked, the more they were just all over the place.
You got caterpillar eyebrows, dude?
He does.
No, you know what? Women, y'all have to trim your eyebrows all the time. These eyebrows have never been touched.
Till today.
Yeah, till
today.
My
office supplies.
Till today.
I ain't gonna lie. I would tell Spoon, have Spoon call J-Fig. That'd be an awkward conversation.
No,
she loves me.
No, she and probably.
I love you, Jennifer, but don't touch my man's eyebrow.
No, she'd be like,
me because
you know, she'd probably be like, I've been staring at that thing for about a month. No, my daughter does that too.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Dad, hold on 1 second. Don't move. Let me get that.
But they have regular scissors, yeah.
Dude, at that time, I'm just numb. I just lay still so I don't get poked in the eye or nothing.
There you go.
Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.